They parked in front of the federal building and took us up to the fourth floor. Here we waited around in an outer office and were summoned to the inner office one at a time for questioning. When my turn came, I walked in and the man with the cigar was sitting at a table. He motioned me to a chair. "I'm Mr. Morton," he said, "a federal narcotics agent. Do you want to make a statement? As you know, you have a constitutional right to refuse. Of course, it takes more time for you to be charged in the event you do not make a statement." I said I would make a statement. The man with the pipe was there. "Bill isn't feeling very well today," he said. "Maybe a little shot of heroin would help." "Maybe," I said. He began asking me questions, some of them so pointless that I could hardly believe what I heard. Clearly, he had no cop intuition, no way of knowing what was important and what was not. "Who are your connections in Texas?" "I don't have any." This was true. "Do you want to see your wife in jail?" I wiped the sweat off my face with a handkerchief. "No," I said. "Well, she's going to be in jail. She uses this Benzedrine. That's worse than junk. Are you and your wife legally married?"
"Common law."
I asked you, "Are you and your wife legally married?"
"No."
"Have you studied psychiatry?"
"What?"
I asked, "Have you studied psychiatry?"
He had read a letter from a friend of mine who is a psychiatrist. In fact, he had taken all my old letters away with him after he searched the house. "No, I have not studied psychiatry. Just a hobby, you might say."
"You have some peculiar hobbies."
Morton leaned back in his chair and yawned. The man with the pipe suddenly doubled his fist and hit himself in the chest. "I'm a cop, see?" he said. "Wherever I go, I associate with cops. Your business is narcotics. It stands to reason you know the other people in your line of business. We don't deal with people like you once a month. We deal with them every day. You weren't alone in this. You have connections in New York, Texas, and here in New Orleans. Now, you had some deal lined up. Something was about to materialize."